The key. This is Monk Erin from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. We all like to have the key for our door, for the house door, for entering our house when we have been away. Can we imagine we come home from a day, from an excursion, or from a beautiful day at the ocean like we did yesterday, we monks? And you come home and all the doors are locked and you don't have the key, that's not all that fun. So to have always the key to enter the door, it's very important. Now, what is the key for my life, for my spiritual life? In the Art and Science of Wholeness, the undergraduate course of the University of Healing, we have a chapter which speaks about the key. And in this chapter, it reveals that the key is actually my conscious choice in life. The free will I have given myself as the creator of my world, the choice to do anything I want to do. I think this is a great revelation to know that I have the choice, that I have the key in my hand to do anything I want to do. Anything. And I was just reading an email from this lady from the Philippines, who sends out beautiful messages, positive messages to the whole world. And she was saying that she had a revelation, and she understood, and she says, look, we are all teachers to each other. We are actually keys to each other, to each other's door. Because let's know that prisoners in prison who have done things are actually our teacher. Bush and President Bush and Hussein, they're our teacher. The terrorists, they are our teachers. And they're key to our awareness, because when I can see these people non-judgmentally and live in awareness that all is has a purpose, and the purpose maybe to see behind the purpose the gift, and not judge the situation and judge the action, and not being against things. That was interesting. Yesterday we went in a restaurant next to the ocean, and the waiter came and talked to us, and I said, where are you coming from? And he explained where he came from. We had a nice little chat, and then he said, well, people are not coming so much to the restaurant because they're staying at home, because they are so afraid to leave, because they are against the war. They are against the war, and because I don't know why that has anything to do that they don't leave, they don't come home. But anyhow, I said to him, well, isn't that a good idea that they stay at home and they pray? And he said, that's an interesting concept. That's an interesting idea. And I said, well, and those who come to the restaurant, they come and they enjoy and they still pray because they are positive. They are not against anything. He said, well, you see, we all against the against war. And I said, well, this is not the key of life. The key is that we are for peace. The key is that we are for everything. And so when I was as I was reading this message from Victoria from the Philippines, who said she had that revelation that we are all teachers to each other, and that people we actually think as bad people, instead of judging them as bad, to take the key of unconditional love and just love them and not judge them. Because when I can really non-judgmentally think about Hussein, or about a terrorist, or about Bush, or about anybody, and especially people in my life, in my family, whom I have judged because I didn't understand them, and I was thinking they might be bad because I found they were different than I was, and their action, they were for me not understandable. Well, the key is to just first like myself, to work on myself, and know that everything is just my thought. Everyone in my world is my reflection. And that's actually why we have the chance to work with prisoners. And we have been working with beautiful souls who have changed totally their attitude because we could work with unconditional love with them. And this morning, this was a real, like a sun ray in my life when I read about this message and I said, how true. It's a good reminder to be one-pointed on who I am and who everyone is. Because everyone is divine, everyone is God. And if I see anybody expressing something which I find unbeneficial, then I know I have to do a work. I have to take the key and say, hey, this is hell. I want the key to heaven. I want to live my life according to what I have studied. To say, not only to say that I am God, but to believe it, to accept it, to claim it, to live it every moment. And watching my thoughts about migration, because this situation we have now in the world is actually a situation which gives us the possibility to be untouched and non-judgmental, especially non-judgmental, and say, there is peace on earth, and it has begun with me. There is peace on earth. And if everyone would sing this song instead of saying, let there be peace, and thinking that there's something outside who is doing it, knowing that I am the creator of peace, that I live in that awareness, in that consciousness, and I'm using this key of self-love, the key of liking myself, the key that there is now peace on earth, and it has begun with me. Well, let's use the key of I like me. Let's use the key of unconditional love. And whenever I have an opportunity to give this monk talk, I know I'm giving it basically to myself, to give myself a kick, to actually to take my key and make it new, clean it up, and oil it beautifully so that it can open easily the door, the gate to heaven. And the gate to heaven really is unconditional love. And unconditional love comes from one-pointedness, untouchability, non-possession, and non-judgmentalism. And this is when I am self-disciplined, self-dedicated, self-determined, and self-diligent in my thoughts, words, and actions. Well, this is a new week starting, and I have my hands full to do on unconditional love, loving myself first unconditionally, and then my whole creation, my whole world. And the sun is just coming out, peeking over the hills through a foggy morning. And the fog is now gone, and all is clear. I love you.